Heaven, how we love you. We lift your name in all the earth. May your kingdom be established in our praises. As your people declare your mighty words, blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Say, blessed be the
tonight. Thank you for everyone here. Thank you for everyone online. Thank you for people even online later. Thank you because indeed our faith is boosted and we receive awesome miracles in the name of Jesus. Amen. Go to Job chapter 9. Job chapter 9. I'll just speak briefly. With the hope that we get a faith booster, which is the purpose of the School of Miracles, is that our faith is boosted every month. Somebody said whether we are all in different phases, you will need a miracle sometime or the other. So it's either you need a miracle right now, or you are going to need a miracle sometime, or you know somebody, whether now or later, who will need a miracle. So that's why we have this. If you wait to get faith, when you need it, then you are too late, somebody else said. So if you are trying to get faith at the time that you need it, then you are too late. It's the same thing if you, I always like to say that you train for war in the time of peace. So the reason why the soldiers are busy climbing fences, jumping up, climbing up ropes, doing press-ups and all of that, shooting and shooting and shooting, and then you think, but that country is not at war, is because you prepare for war in the time of peace. So when we have a school of miracles, it's a time of peace for many people, but then there is always war somewhere ahead. It's life. In this life, we have known, the Bible tells us clearly, that indeed our fights are not with flesh and blood, meaning that there is a fight, amen, meaning that there is a battle, hallelujah, but it tells us it's not with flesh and blood. We are fighting spiritual beings, we are fighting in the spiritual. But since we know that we are at war, then we need to train and get ready for the battles. Can I have an amen? So tonight I'll be speaking on wonders without number. Wonders without number. Job chapter 9, are you there? We look at verse 10. Basically, you know the book of Job is the book of a man who went through a terrible time in his life. Theologians make it clear to us that that time even though it's 42 chapters, the book of Job is 42 chapters, they make it clear to us. But it's barely, 16, 18 months to 2 years of his life. So basically, max 24 months. So 2 years of his life were very rough. Before the 2 years, just like I was saying about, we needing a miracle sometime or the other. Before the 2 years, Job was reputed to be one of the greatest in the East. So he was a very great man, very prosperous, very respected man. And then, bam, something hit. And for 2 years of his life, everything that could go wrong went wrong. You know, his businesses went down. He lost his children. He lost all of his assets, as it were. He even lost his home because he had a wife who was cursing him and telling him, why don't you curse God and die? You know, why are you holding on to your integrity? That word integrity in the Bible meant loyalty. Why are you being loyal to God? And Job says, well, we receive good from him. Would we not receive evil? Of course, that's wrong theology. He was not saying, really, if you just interpret that literally, he wasn't saying that God is the one doing evil. In fact, the book of Job tells us clearly that it wasn't God doing the evil, but it was the devil. The book of Job tells us clearly from verse 1 or chapter 1 that there is a reward for those who fear God. Okay, and what's that reward? He said there's a hedge, that's verse 10. He said there's a hedge around you. And what I like about Job chapter 1 verses 9 and 10 is that it was spoken by the archenemy of humankind, the one that everybody is afraid of, okay? We're usually afraid of all kinds of principalities and powers, but the Baba of the principalities and power, which is the devil himself, was the one speaking. You know, and he was talking to God, and he said, look, that Job that you say loves you and is upright and blameless and all that, he said, why won't he do it? Why won't he be like that? He said, because he doesn't fear you for nothing. One of the big errors people have had over time is that we think that the fear of God is for nothing. Never let the devil convince you that the fear of God is for nothing. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I've been there also sometimes when you wonder, you say to yourself, why is this not happening? Why don't I have this? But only God knows what he has protected you from. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Only God knows what he has done for you, which would not have happened for you, except that you fear God. Can I hear you say, the fear of God is not for nothing. So the fear of God has benefits. You know, and very often I have to remind myself that the mere fact that I decided that I'm going to live in the fear of God. Now, please understand this. Living in the fear of God doesn't mean that I do everything right. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It doesn't mean that I do everything right. It doesn't mean that, that guy never gets it wrong. He has never sinned or whatever. No. It just means that I've made a choice that I want to please God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It means that I'm conscious of that fact. There are many people on the surface of this earth who don't care about God. Do you understand what I'm talking about? And what Job chapter 1 makes clear to us is that when I fear God, when I choose that in my own life, I consider God when I'm doing things, I consider God in all of my decisions, in all of my actions, even in my thoughts. Even when my thoughts are wrong, I'm saying, oh God, I'm sorry. Because I fear God. Do you understand what I'm saying? It says now, when you fear God, there are benefits that go with fearing God. So that's what the devil then said. He said, does he fear you for nothing? The fact that he has chosen to fear you, is it for nothing? He said, you have put a hedge around him. You have put a hedge around his household. You have put a hedge around everything that he has on every side. Guess what? Job had never seen that hedge before. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Job didn't wake up and see the hedge. You know, he didn't wake up and then he looked and he saw, see fence. God has put a fence around me. God has put a fence around my household. Job has never seen it before. Job was just there trying to please God, trying to serve God, and the devil is saying, you are bragging. Because that man that fears you, this is what he gets as a reward, which he didn't know. After all, Job even said that the things that I greatly feared have come upon me when the disaster hit. Meaning that Job was afraid, but the devil he was afraid of knew that Job was protected. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We're afraid of what is afraid of us. When the children of Israel got to Jericho, you know what happened? The Bible says that Jericho was securely shut up. Securely shut up. Securely shut up means that it was locked. How do they say it? They locked it, bing, 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 maybe, boing, boing, boing.
securely shut up. There was no way you could penetrate Jericho. And it looked like this Jericho is mighty. But when Joshua sent spies into Jericho, what did they find out? The lady said, everybody is afraid. Our heart has failed us because we have heard what your God has done. So the securely shut up was actually fear. They were not secure, they were afraid. So if Joshua stood there and was afraid of the wall, afraid of the soldiers on the wall, and all of that, it was all a fizzy. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Jesus got to a boy, Mark chapter 9. And in Mark chapter 9, he saw this boy. The father came and said, I brought my son to your disciples. They couldn't cast him out. From a youth, he has a spirit. The spirit sometimes will throw him into the fire. Sometimes he throws him into the water. He says, and I brought him to your disciples, and they couldn't cast him out. He said, if you can do anything, please help me. And then Jesus said to him, if you can believe, verse 23, all things are possible to him that believes. And guess what? The boy fell and began to shake and foam at the mouth. What was that? A fizzy. So the devil was doing them all because he knows it's time to go. You hear what I'm saying? So you get a lot of things that look contrary, but the devil knows that there's a hedge around you. There's a hedge around your household. There's a hedge around all that you have on every side. He says that additionally, God has blessed the work of his hands. And his possessions have increased in the land. So everything that was happening for Job and working for Job was working for him because he had a fear of God and he lived in the fear of God. The fear of God has benefits. Can I have an amen? Amen. But then disaster hit. Job said in Job chapter 3, he said, what I've greatly feared. So fear is something that opens up a door. If you allow fear to reign and you start altering your fear and you start acting upon your fear, it opens up a door. Are you still with me? So Job opened up a door through his fear. And then the devil hit and struck. And then when he got here, his friends came to see him and they began to speak to him. They began to talk to him and encourage him. So Eliphaz is his friend. He spoke all through Job chapter 9 that I asked you to open. And this his friend said in verse 10, basically talking about God and what the service of God does, or when you walk with God, or who God is. Because if we put together everything we have been saying, even from last weekend, if you're going to worship God, you have to know who he is. If you're going to have faith in God, you have to know who he is. You have to have the faith you have has to be the faith you have in the person of God, or in the personality of God, or in the character, or in the ability of God. Are you following what I'm trying to say to you? Do you understand the track in which I'm going? In Mark chapter 11, Jesus haven't caused the fig tree, and the disciples were shocked that the fig tree that he caused had withered from the roots. Said to him, Master, the tree you caused has withered. And then he said in verse 22, Mark 11, 22, he said what? Have faith in God. What does that really mean? If I have faith in anybody, it means that I must know things about that person. Do you understand what I'm saying? I must know. If I say to you, Kola is going to come. It means I know things about Kola, and the fact that Kola said that he will come means that he will come. It means that he's a person of integrity. His word doesn't fall to the ground. He doesn't just say things, but if he has said he will do that, and I say to you, he's going to do it. Why do I have faith? And I said, no. He said, the way this thing is going, he might not do it. I said, no. I believe he will do it. Why would I believe he will do it? I must know him. I must know things about his, I must know about his attributes. Do you understand what I'm saying? So have faith in God means that I have to, for me to have faith in God, I must increase in my knowledge of the attributes or the capabilities of God. That's what School of Miracles is about, is that I keep hearing about God, I keep hearing about what he can do, and therefore my faith is boosted because I'm learning more and more, and as I'm hearing more and more, I'm believing more and more. Are you still there? So Eliphaz was talking about God. Job chapter 9 and verse 10. He said, he, that is God, does great things past finding out. Yes, wonders without
number. That's my text. I mean, that's my title. Yes, wonders without number. The NLT says, he does great things too marvelous to understand. He performs countless miracles. Go back to chapter 5 of Job, of the book of Job. So he was describing God, and he says God does what? He performs marvelous things, things that are too marvelous to understand. And countless. Can I hear you say countless miracles? Job chapter 5. We'll find a similar statement. Or is it, one of your friends said in Job chapter 9, Eliphaz is chapter 5 here. He says, but as for me, I will seek God. That's verse 8. But as for me, I will seek God. Can I hear you say, as for me? I will seek God. He said, and to God I will commit my cause, who does great things and unsearchable. Hear it again. Marvelous things without number. So there are two things really that I begin to pick up there. One is that God does marvelous things that are difficult to understand. It means that when we're talking about God and God's interventions, they have no human limitations. What do I mean? It means that God can intervene in ways that cannot be explained, humanly speaking, or difficult to explain, humanly speaking. What does that mean? It means that I can have situations that it is not possible in the natural. It's virtually impossible for me to explain it in the natural. I can't have a tumor now. You understand what I'm saying? A tumor is there. A tumor just means a growth. It just means something that has grown, something that is big, you know, whether it's visible or you can touch it. There's just something there that significant, and then the next second, it is not there anymore. Now, if you tell me that it wasn't there after 6 months, somebody will say, well, it resolved. Isn't it? But when it goes like that, 1 second is there, the next second is not there, then you say, that is marvelous, too marvelous to understand. Somebody was in a meeting like that and the growth disappeared. And he asked, where did he go? He was asking the preacher, where did he go? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Marvelous to understand. And then when he says also, so two things. One is that God will do things that will beat the human systems completely. Never ever put God in the human system and say that he will have to walk within the cage of our human knowledge and systems. Are you still hearing what I'm saying? There are certain things that I shudder to talk about. You know, I shudder to talk about when people are thinking, for instance, how can God provide somebody money? I shudder to think about it because God has no limitations. When they were asking Jesus, Peter, them to pay tax, he went to Jesus and said, should we pay tax? Jesus said, go and fish. When you catch the fish, open the mouth of the first fish. Now, of all the ways to provide money, why fish? You understand what I'm saying? You will ask yourself, fish, what in the world is going on there? Why has the fish not swallowed the money itself? He said, open the mouth, meaning the fish was just carrying in your. And he didn't swallow it. You know, God is just super amazing. But not only so, he says that he does marvelous things without number. You know, very often also we think to ourselves that, I have this issue, this issue, this issue, this issue, this issue. Okay, God, if you just do at least this one, okay, maybe on this one. The other ones I can manage. Some lady was in a miracle meeting and the man prayed for her and she went down under God's power and she got back up. I'm not sure I remember what was wrong with her, whether she had blind eyes or she was deaf, and that opened up. And the man said, well, because she also had braces on her legs, she had support, leg support and all that. And he said, what about this? Don't you want God to take that? She said, no, I can manage that one. But this is the important one. Why? Because you are thinking, God, I don't want to stress God. Some of us also pray, we pray in sequence. You know, meaning that we go from number 1 to number 2 to number 3. We have the list of the things that we need God to intervene in, but we say, let's start from number one. When he has done number one, then we go to number two. Then we go to number three. Who says God can't do it all at once? He says he does marvelous things without number. Can I hear you say wonders without number? I was listening to R.W. Schambach. It's late now. R.W. Schambach served under a man by the name of A. Allen. And he was sharing. He was sharing. And he said somebody asked him and said, what's the greatest miracle you have ever seen? R.W. Schambach is an amazing preacher and miracle evangelist. And he said the greatest he has seen was when he served with A. Allen. He said they will have camp meetings in those days, a healing revival, you know, which brought up all the moral robots, William Braham and Jacko and all of those people. He said, and he was serving with A. Allen. He said, they've had this for, they were going to have a whole week of meetings. So they'll have, you know, daytime, nighttime, and all that. And usually they'll give you cards. So it's almost like a clinic. They give people cards, you know, for the tally number. This is your own. So they will call numbers out that the man of God will pray for every night. And then during the day, they will teach. And he said that afternoon, he taught. He was the one, A. Allen had asked him to teach that afternoon. He said, so he taught that afternoon. But in that afternoon, a woman came to him with a child, a four-year-old child, which basically just was an invalid. He said that child had his tongue sticking out. There were just everything wrong, deaf and dumb, everything. He said, in fact, he had 26 abnormalities. He said, and the woman said, you know, I've been here for 3 nights or for 3 nights now. She said, and my card has not been called. She said, but I've run out of money. I came from a far city to this place, and all the money I have, I've spent everything, whether offering, whether feeding, whether accommodation, I'm broke now. She said, all I have left is $20. She said, and after tonight, that's it. I'll have to go back. You know, is it possible you help me? Because my son has not been prayed for. Said, and he told her that, look, all I can assure you of is that if the number is not called tonight, then I will take you to the man of God and have him pray for the boy before you leave tomorrow. That's what I can promise you. And she thanked him for it. He said, and that night, he was leading the songs. So he came up before A. Allen and was leading the praise and worship. And when he finished, A. Allen came up. He said, and the man said, tonight I'm going to take a faith offering. He said, they all looked at him because he had never said that before. And he said, a faith offering is that you are going to give something you can't afford to give. And I'm going to ask people to give what you cannot afford to give tonight. He said they were watching him and all that. And then people came out and started giving the offering. He said, and he saw that woman was one of the first set of people to come out. And she went to the offering basket in front and dropped money. He said he looked inside the offering basket and he saw $20 that the woman dropped. He said he went to the back of the auditorium and he was crying. That I'm a preacher, but I'm not sure I have the faith this woman has. Because I know it's $20 she has left. Because it also means even to go back, she doesn't have money to go back. That this kind of faith, me, I'm not sure I have it. He said he went to the back of the place and was crying. That God, this is faith. He said, and then they finished the offering and A. Allen began to preach. He said 15 minutes into the preaching, A. Allen stopped and said, the Lord is showing me. He's showing me something. And I said, and everybody was like, okay, now we have started. He said, he's showing me. And now I can see a building. He said, it's a white building. He said, I'm inside the building. I'm actually inside a hospital. He said, and I can see doctors. I can see doctors. They are surrounding a woman who just delivered. They are looking at the baby. He said, and I can see that baby. And they are looking. That baby has 12 abnormalities. He said, no, 14. He said, no, 26 abnormalities. R.W. Schambach said, then he stood up. He said, and the man looked and he said, yes, and I can see a woman coming with another woman and a baby. He said, I can see them coming, and I see you coming from Tennessee. I see you enter Alabama. He said, woman, you are here tonight. That boy is almost 4 years old. He said, where are you? Come out. God wants to give you 26 miracles.
And he asked everybody to close their eyes and pray. A.W. Shamba said, no way. This one may I will lose. He said, but as he prayed for the boy, the first thing was the tongue snapped back in. And everything, the eyes opened, you could see the color because it was almost like white. He said the color changed and all that. The boy could hear, the boy could walk, and all. He said the boy ran to the mom and had 26 miracles. Everything gone in an instant. That's the God we serve. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He does what? Wonders without number. Don't try to limit him. Don't think that what you have is too much. Go to Numbers chapter 11. Numbers chapter 11. So at all times, no matter what it is, no matter the situation, if you are thinking of how difficult it is in human terms for that thing to happen, God will do it for you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It can beat systems. I usually tell people, you know, you know, I was remembering Jam. That you can get 368 instead of 249. Are you there? But I have a real Jam story, though. Eh? I have a real Jam story. So I hope, anyway, the Jam, I won't even say names. But there's a real story. And there was a gentleman who wrote Jam. Years ago, wrote Jam, and he came to fellowship. He told me, he said, man, I said, how was your exam? He said, that actually, well, he had a problem. He, you know, of course, it's four subjects, isn't it? So over 100 each one. He said he wrote the exam. He said it was okay, except, of course, okay, he was an average student. He said, except that the last subject, which was mathematics, he said he did not get any time to do it at all. That it was when he was going to start mathematics that they say time up. He said, so if you are average and you get what in three places, you know, what would you get in average? Maybe 50, Abby. So that's 150 over 400. Most universities at the time will not even entertain you except you have 200. They will not even talk to you. He said, so he needs a miracle, Abby. So I said, open your Bible. Because we deal with a God who does marvelous things, things that are too marvelous to understand. Listen, Psalm 78 tells us, of course, Numbers 11 we want to read. It's about the children of Israel in the wilderness. And we know that there were countless miracles they experienced. But Psalm 78 told us, he said, despite that, again, in verse 41, he said, again and again. Can I hear you say again and again? He said again and again, they limited God. Meaning that as powerful as God was, they kept limiting God. Meaning that whatever miracles you even saw that God did for them in that wilderness, he could have done much more. Are you hearing me? Whatever things you and I have experienced, God can do much more than what we have already experienced. Self. Are you following what I'm saying, anybody? I mean, God can... Absolutely, my biggest ambition at the moment is to fill myself with God's word in such a way that I cannot doubt him even if I try. That's my biggest ambition at the moment. Why? Because I believe that anything and everything I'm dealing with now or later, if only I can have faith in God, I have no problem. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I have absolutely no problem. There are no limitations. So with the only limitation that God has is the limitation that we put in his way. We are the only ones that can limit God in our own lives. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Somebody said the greatest hindrance of God is the will of man. The greatest hindrance of God is the will of man. Is what you refuse to do. Years ago, I was listening to the late Archbishop Benson Idahosa. And he said, there's nothing I want to do that I cannot do. He said, there's only one thing that I cannot do. He said, ask me. And he said, what? He said, what I refuse to do. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There's nothing that you and I cannot get done if only we are full of faith in God. Nothing. That's why he said what? To him that believes, the man came to Jesus and he said, if you can do anything. So he was telling Jesus, if you can do anything for my son, Jesus said, no. You have it all wrong. You have it all twisted. He said, rather, it's if you can believe. Mark 9:23. If you can believe, he said what? All things. Can I hear you say all things? He said all things are possible to him that believes. That means what? All things except what? Except nothing. Abi? If he said all things are possible, it means there is no exception to that rule. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So our limitation is that we don't believe him. That's all. That's the only limitation we have. The only thing limiting you and I from getting everything we want from God is that we don't believe God. Hallelujah. Where was I? Okay, let's go to Numbers 11. Abi? Numbers 11. So verse 1, it says, now when the people complained, it displeased God. For the Lord heard it, and his anger was aroused. So the fire of the Lord burned among them and consumed some in the outskirts of the camp. Now let's go to verse 4. It says, now the mixed multitude who were among them yielded to intense craving. Can I hear you say intense craving? How many people have ever had cravings before? You've had cravings before. Huh? Craving means you just want it. You know, people have come up with all kinds of theology. God will supply your needs, but not your wants. Foul. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Foul. Foul. He says, no good thing will he withhold from those who fear him. No good thing. So, what I'm trying to say to you is this. This was just their craving. This was just something they wanted. There was nothing anywhere about God saying, I will have to give you this or that. But this was just something they just desired. So they yielded to intense craving. So the children of Israel also wept again and said, who will give us meat to eat? We remember the fish which we ate freely in Egypt, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. But now our whole being is being dried up. There is nothing at all except this manna before our eyes. Now, the manna that they are throwing anyhow, there's nothing except this manna before our eyes. It's food that rains down from heaven. Can you imagine that? If you are not careful in your walk with God, even the things that God has done, you will not see them. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If you take things with levity, you will miss even the great things that he has done. Food is raining from heaven. They are saying, what is this? All we have is this manna. You know, at the beginning of, or by the end of last weekend, I was thinking to myself, most times in the evening I eat proteins, you know, mostly. That's what I eat. If I eat in the evening, I eat protein. And I was thinking to myself, I think I don't have moi moi. I think I'm going to get moi moi. I'll get someone to make me moi moi, you know. And usually I will have moi moi in the freezer. I have beans. I have, you know, so meat. You know, so I said, well, I'm going to make some moi moi now. And I was thinking, okay, which of the people I call to make me things, which of the caterers will I call, you know. And that's what I was thinking about. But somebody had given me something, and I called to thank the person. They'll say, thank you very much for what you gave me. And the person said, oh, and I have moi moi for you. And I just thought, wow, God, you're amazing. I said, because if I had waited even till tomorrow, I would have ordered moi moi. Now I'm not going to do it. I keep my money. Are you there? That's what intense craving. Have you? But God decided I will meet that need. Hallelujah. Okay, so go right down. So the Lord said, okay, let's go right down. So they were yielding to intense craving, and what's their problem? They wanted protein, like me. Are we? They wanted protein. They said, we are eating manna. Manna is carbohydrate. We want protein. Okay? And then, so Moses says, let me see which verse we can skip most of the reading. So verse 16. So the Lord said to Moses, gather to me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be elders of the people and officers over them. Bring them to the tabernacle of meeting, that they may stand there with you. Then I will come down and talk with you there. I will take of the spirit that is upon you and put the same upon them. And they shall bear the burden of the people with you, that you may not bear it yourself alone. Then, verse 18, then you shall say to the people,
Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow you shall eat meat. For you have wept in the hearing of the Lord, saying, who will give us meat to eat? For it was well with us in Egypt. Therefore the Lord will give you meat. And you shall eat. You shall eat not one day, not 2 days, not 5 days, not 10 days, not 20 days, but for a whole month. Can I hear you say for a whole month? God says, until it comes out of your nostrils and it becomes loathsome or irritating to you. Because you have despised the Lord who is among you and have wept before him, saying, why did we ever come up out of Egypt? Now, Moses is a man of faith, isn't he? He's a man of faith and miracles. But even Moses was shaken. When God says, for a whole month, I will feed them until they will hate meat. They won't want meat again. You know, there are certain foods that you eat sometimes, maybe growing up, that I think there was a time I completely couldn't stand bread. Because I'd seen too much bread, eating too much bread growing up, that for a while I went off bread. I couldn't stand bread. If I was telling my dentist, I said, you know, because I went there doing scaling and polishing, and they finished the scaling, and then they said they are going to put their toothpaste to polish. As they put the thing, it was sweet. So I said, this thing is sweet, oh. It's tasting very good. She said, please, don't swallow. Don't swallow the thing. I said, no, it's reminding me. You know, when we're young, you have bread in the house always, when Nigeria was good, and then you had jam. I said, then we will take the bread, we will put jam in it, we will call all our friends from the neighborhood, and we will feed everybody with bread and jam. We will all line up and sit down, we'll arrange chairs, we'll say we're on a plane, now it's time to eat in the plane, and then we'll make bread, and we'll put jam inside it, and serve everybody, and all the bread and all the jam in the house will be gone in one day. I said, then my mom got very angry, she locked up the jam. So we took sugar, and then we will grind sugar, and put it inside bread. And we will eat it. Then she locked up sugar. Then you will take toothpaste. Are you there? Hallelujah. So, but the eating of bread got to a state that I couldn't eat bread. I went off bread completely. Are you still with me? So Moses himself was shaken. Verse 21, Moses said, the people whom I am among are 600,000 men. He was telling God, can you count? God, can you count? There are 600,000 men. He has not mentioned women. He has not mentioned children. He says 600,000 men on foot. And yet you say, I will give them meat that they may eat for a whole month. He says, shall flocks and herds be slaughtered for them to provide enough for them? Or shall all the fish of the sea be gathered together for them to provide enough for them? And God had to answer again and says, Moses, as the Lord's arm be shortened, now you shall see whether what I say will happen to you or not. Are you still there? I said, are you there? So everything God said came to pass. So if you go all the way down and you read it, the Bible says in verse 31, it says, now a wind, that's all it took. Now a wind went out from the Lord, and it brought quail from the sea and left them fluttering near the camp. About a day's journey to this side, meaning that if you look all the way down, if you walk for one day, the meat was there on the floor for one day. If you go the other way, you find meat. If you walk for one day, you find meat all on the floor. If you go this way, you find meat all on the floor for one day. Are you hearing me? He does wonders without number. Don't ever limit God. Don't ever think to yourself that maybe this is too much. Maybe I should wait. Maybe I should just believe or expect this one to happen. Maybe not the others, but if they happen, well, fine. But I'm not greedy. I'm okay. If that one doesn't happen, God has done enough for me. God says I can do it all. Hallelujah. And I can do it all without getting tired. Let me end on this note. Go to Job chapter 5. You know when God says to Moses, and he says, as the Lord's hand being shortened, what is he saying? He's saying, you know, when you as men, you walk, what happens? After a while, you retire. Why is that so? Because you are not as energetic as before, Abby. So that's why you quit. So they say at a certain time, you retire. God says, I'm the one who doesn't retire. I'm the one who has the same ability as I've always had. It never weakens. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. You know, one of the things, even last weekend, you know, I kept dilly-dallying, even wondering whether we'll have a guest minister or not, and Pastor NY will know that, for the longest time. And then one day I was thinking to myself and I thought, okay, I think part of my concern is the expense of hosting somebody. And I thought, nah, that shouldn't be an issue. That shouldn't be an issue. That's the day I broke it. And I said, okay, so if I remove that from the board, what happens? And I thought, yeah, I think we should have him. And that's the day I made up my mind and I said, yes, he comes. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because I realized that the limitation was I was thinking of how much money and all that. And I thought, no. Please stop that one, because it's not about you, it's about God. And I have an amen. You know, in Job chapter 5, I wanted us to read that as we close. Remember, Job chapter 5 says the same thing. He does wonders without number. Okay, now look at verse 19. Just jumping down a bit more in the description of what God can do or his ability. He said, he shall deliver you. So if you seek God, I think you should go back again to verse 8 and verse 9 and remember. He says, but as for me, I will seek God, and to God I will commit my cause, who does great things and unsearchable, marvelous things without number. So verse 19, he said, he shall deliver you in 6 troubles. Yes, in 7, no evil shall touch you. In famine, he shall redeem you from death, and in war from the power of the sword. I like that very much, because the best they had was the sword. Okay? But what he's saying is that God can redeem you even from the power of physical weapons. They can have shooting all around you and nothing can harm you. Are you hearing me? I've said before the testimony of Pastor John Eggy, and he said he was pastoring midweek service like we're having. He said that, and in the middle of the service, a man was there, and the man stood up and just walked right to the front. He said the man stood about 6 feet from him and brought out a gun, and he shot 6 bullets. Wah, 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 wah. It's him, 6. He said, and not one bullet touched him. You know, even if you don't know how to shoot a gun, if you hold a gun at 6 feet, it will hit the person. The police, of course, everybody grabbed, blah, blah, blah. Police came and all that. He said, and when they looked at it, 3 bullets went this way, 3 bullets went this way. He said, and as far as he was concerned, an angel stood in front of him and was, you know, doing the things they do in the Chinese movie, isn't it? When they shoot and you eat bullet, wah, you eat bullet, wah. That's only movie, except you believe in God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And the angel was just hitting one this way, one this way, one this way, one this way. And so 3 went this way, 3 went this way. Hallelujah. He said, in war, he will redeem you from the power of the sword. Verse 21, you shall be hidden from the scourge of a thong, and you shall not be afraid of destruction when it comes. So I don't know why people worry. You know, one calls it gossip. So you shall be hidden from the pain of gossip. I don't know why people worry. Somebody talks about me, and so what? Let them enjoy. Are you hearing what I'm saying? He will hide you from it all. He says in verse 22, you shall laugh at destruction and famine, and you shall not be afraid of a beast's of the earth. Novel A said he had businesses that were not doing well when he first met Brother Hagin. He said, and then from listening to Brother Hagin, one day he went to his business. He said, and he sat in front of the business and he began to laugh. you will make money. He said he was just laughing. You will make money. You will make me money. He said, and since then his businesses have been making nothing but money. Are you hearing me? He said that destruction and famine, you shall laugh. Not cry, not scream, but you shall laugh. Why are you laughing? Because it's not about you. You believe in God. Are you hearing me? Subsidy remover, you shall laugh. Hallelujah. You shall laugh. Things will work out. Things will even be better for you now. I said it before, I'm saying it again. Things will get better for you now, even than before. Since when people say there is casting down, we shall say there is what? Lifting up. You know, when COVID hit and there was lockdown, and people were talking and saying, churches couldn't meet and all that. And then they said, the churches I want to meet because of tithe and offering. I laughed. I said, because we, Kurukuru, we had sufficient. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Everybody that was on an allowance was getting the allowance, even though they were not coming to church. They were getting the allowance. They were not coming to church. They were a musician. They were not playing anything, but they were getting allowance. People were getting food. And many churches I know all around the world said the same thing, said things were very good for them. So I said, it's because of that. I said, no. They are not trying to open because of that. They are opening because they want to service people. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. You know, we just made another payment on the building in Ibadan. So we're getting closer. We're getting closer. In fact, I was thinking, end of the year, we'll dedicate. We'll dedicate that place. Paid up. Are you hearing me? Well, last month we were to make, nothing was in the account. One day, somebody just called. Bam, 2 million. After subsidy removal. Are you hearing me? Subsidy or no subsidy? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Don't be held back by those things. Don't allow yourself. He says you will laugh at destruction and famine. So go the opposite way. Don't react like everybody else reacts to the circumstances around them. You react according to God's word. Hallelujah. Because God does what? Marvelous things that are too marvelous to understand, and they are wonders. They are countless miracles, wonders without number. Let's stand on our feet. Just thank him tonight. Just give him thanks tonight. Thank him. I don't know what's been staring you in the face, what you've thought was difficult, what you've thought was impossible. Just begin to give him thanks tonight that you serve a living God. You know this song. I serve a God. He is a mighty good God. We serve a God. He is a mighty good God. He opens doors we can't see. He gives us the victory. Hallelujah. He's been mighty good to me. We serve a God. He is a mighty good God. Just be thanking him. Just be thanking him for who he is. We serve a God and he's got your back. He's a mighty good God. Oh, we serve a God. He's a mighty good God. We serve a God. He's a mighty good God. He opens doors I can see. He gives me the victory. Hallelujah, he's been mighty good to me. He opens doors I can see. He gives me the victory. Hallelujah, he's been mighty good to me. He opens doors we can see. He gives me the victory. Hallelujah, he's been mighty good to me. Oh, he opens doors we can see. He gives us the victory. Hallelujah, he's been mighty good to us. We serve a God. He's a mighty good God. We serve a God. He's a mighty good God. Oh yeah, we serve a God. He's a mighty good God. Oh yeah, we serve a God. He's a mighty good God. He opens doors we can't see. He gives us the victory. Hallelujah, he's been mighty good to us. You forgot the story I was telling you, the guy who wrote Jam. So I said, open your Bibles, and he prayed. He said, whatever we agree upon shall be done. And when his results came out, he had 200 over 400. That's not the miracle, is that he actually had max for mathematics that made it up to 200. That the mathematics he didn't do.
He opens doors we can see. He gives us the victory. Hallelujah, it's been mighty good to us. I said it's been mighty good. Yes, it's been mighty good. It's been mighty good to us. Yes, it's been mighty good. Oh, it's been mighty good. Yes, it's been mighty good to us. Oh, yes, I said it's been mighty good. Hallelujah, it's been mighty good. Hallelujah, it's been mighty good to me. He opens doors I can see. He gives me the victory. Hallelujah, it's been mighty good to me. Oh, he does, I can see. He gives me the victory. Hallelujah, it's been mighty good to me. It's been mighty good. Mighty good, yes. Been mighty good to me.
You need prayer for anything tonight, just come out quickly before I stop. You need prayer for anything tonight, just come.
It's been mighty good. It's been mighty good. It's been mighty good to me. Been mighty good. Been mighty good. It's been mighty good.
I like Jeremiah 33:3. It says, call on me and I'll answer you and I'll show you great and mighty things you do not know. I like John 14:14. It said, whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. And in the Greek it says, and if it doesn't exist, I will create it for you. So Father, tonight, thank you for countless miracles. Thank you for countless miracles. Thank you for countless miracles. For your son, countless miracles. By the power of God, countless miracles. Countless miracles. For your daughter, marvelous. Yeah. By the power of God surging right through her from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Thank you. Yeah. Oh. Thank you. Exceeding abundantly. Oh. Above all we could ask or imagine, according to the power. According to the power at work in you. Thank you, Lord, because you will awesomely surprise her. Thank you for your mighty hand upon him. Malabakadosh Tabrahane. Mighty hand upon her. Yeah, you've gone ahead of them. Yeah. Just like you did for Nehemiah, for Ezra, you've gone ahead of them. 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 Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Much more than we could ever ask or imagine. Much more than we could ever ask or imagine. Take from him. Much more than we could ever ask or imagine. Much more than we could ever ask or imagine. Much more than we could ever ask or imagine. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, sort it all out, Lord. By your mighty power. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I increase that voltage, dear Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Don't try to hold people up. Break the fall. There's a difference. Just break the fall. Break the fall. Don't try to hold them up. Yep. Mighty hand of God, stronger and stronger. Don't try to hold him up. Break the fall so that he doesn't hit the floor. That's all. That's the real thing you should do that you haven't done since. The real thing you should have done is not when you were doing something else. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Le broko boro dushta prakadoshta brahane. Le gele boshta brando sofredishta brahane. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Le boko boshta brahande sofredi. Le boshta bahata brakamande. Breathe on her, Lord Jesus. Yeah. Comes mightily, 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 mightily. Thank you. Mighty hand of God is upon you. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Said great things do begin. Will I not show you? Yeah. Thank you. He's the one who declares the end from the beginning, saying, my counsel will stand. And I'll do all of my will. My counsel will stand. And I'll do all of my will. My counsel will stand. And I'll do all of my will. I'll do all of my will. I'll do all of my will. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Saliba calabos to prados of redista bahata. I see God wrapping his arms around Lola right there. I see him wrapping his arms around you. Wrapping his arms around you. Declaring his overwhelming love. Yeah, he's overwhelming you. He's overwhelming you. Yeah, it's overwhelming you. It's overwhelming you, yeah. I see him wrapping his arms just in that same posture you are in. I see him just wrapping his arms around you. Wrapping his arms around you, and you start feeling it like just streams of joy running right through you. Just running right through you. Streams of love. So, somebody said he saw Jesus and his eyes looked like deep wells of love. Deep wells of love, yeah? Deep wells of love. Malagada Shatalabahas Dabradoso Fredish Dabrahane Limbros Sefali Gadish Dabahata. Everybody just giving him thanks. Giving him thanks. He does wonders without numbers. Makadish Dabahata. So what he's doing tonight is that he's opening up your mind to countless possibilities. It's opening up your mind to see that you are not limited. It's opening up your mind to see that the things that you've thought cannot happen can and will happen. Just trust him. They can and will happen. Do everything you know how to do, but put your faith in God. Do everything you have to do, but seek God. Do everything you know to do in the natural, but seek God. Seek God. Seek God. Have faith in God, but do all that you know to do, and everything he prompts you to do in addition, do it. But first, in your mind, just remove the limitations. Will I ever do this? Will I ever have that? Will I ever become this? Remove those limitations. Because you will not by yourself, but you will by his help. Shagalaba hasta brahande. Lord, we give you praise. I think I'll have to just stop if we must close. Thank you. 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 Thank you.